Good morning. Occasional light snow and snow showers been flying through the morning hours across parts of interior New York and New England, just a coating up to an inch or so in some spots. This initial round of light and spotty snow from the primary system, which is dying out over the Great Lakes, it's throwing some moisture our way, as well as an area of energy. But most of the energy is being transferred to the East Coast, where a developing low-pressure system happening right now east and south of the Delmarva Peninsula will become the main storm. This storm will deepen rapidly over the next 12 to 24 hours as it tracks east of New Jersey, south and east of Long Island, and eventually over Cape Cod. The exact track will determine what we get snowfall-wise across the region. So we can expect off and on light snow showers for the next few hours till about lunchtime. Then as that secondary storm gets going, a steadier snow will move in from the coast and become heavy during the afternoon and evening. Snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour will be possible, perhaps even as much as 3 inch an hour snows as some mesoscale banding features set up with the intensifying low and back in from the East Coast into interior New York and New England. So the height of the storm will be the second half of the day today and into the night tonight. As we get past midnight tonight, we'll start to see the steadiest and heaviest snow winding down towards sunrise tomorrow, with additional light snow into tomorrow afternoon north of I-90. To the south of I-90, most of the steadiest snow will be over with by the time the sun comes up tomorrow, with still some scattered snow showers possible thereafter. Temperatures during the duration of this storm will hover in the lower to mid-30s and in some places dip back into the middle and upper 20s, especially across the higher terrain. Snowfall totals will range from about 8 to 14 inches in the mid-Hudson Valley, the Greater Capital District, the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley and North Country, and Lower Champlain Valley. For the Catskills, the Taconics, the Rensselaer Plateau, and all of New England, we can expect as much as 12 to 20 inches of snow by the time the storm winds down during the course of the morning tomorrow. Other snowfall totals will be a bit lower in the lower Hudson Valley and across into the lower Connecticut Valley closer to the coast. There may be a little bit of a mix with rain and 4 to as much as 8 inches of snow expected in these locations. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while heavy snow accumulations are more likely north and west of the I-95 corridor, the major cities will be on the gradient between the substantial snowfall totals and light snowfall amounts, so there's still some uncertainty into how much snow will fall in areas such as New York City, Philadelphia, and Boston. A closer track to the coast would mean more rain and less snow for these cities. Snow will persist over the Great Lakes region over the next couple of days as a low-pressure center hangs around, with an additional 6 to 8 inches of snow possible. Meanwhile, for the southeastern United States, showers and thunderstorms are expected for portions of central and southern Florida today as a cold front associated with the same storm pulls through. Across the west, rain and mountain snow will spread into northern California and the Pacific Northwest this evening and into the northern Rockies tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a southeast wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 31 degrees, the dew point 26, 82% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.94 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, heavy at times, perhaps mixed with some rain in the mid-30s. Boston, windy with rain, maybe mixed with some snow, near 40. And in Buffalo, rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 34. That's 3 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 11.9 inches for the month and 50.8 inches for the season, which is still 1.1 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 62, set in 1974, and the record low, 6 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow today and highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow tonight, heavy at times, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow today, heavy at times, especially this afternoon, with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow tonight, heavy at times in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow today, heavy at times, especially this afternoon, with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow tonight, heavy at times, with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with snow today, heavy at times this afternoon, with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow tonight, heavy at times, and lows right around 30 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow today, heavy at times, especially this afternoon, with highs in the mid-30s. Breezy with more snow tonight, heavy at times, with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning light snow, giving way to snow showers from south to north, highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday with more snow showers around, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, lower 40s. And mostly cloudy with snow showers possible Tuesday and highs back into the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.